afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
193976 Kevin Joseph Bullock.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. Okay, you were notified about this hearing on February 5th, and you signed a form. It was the form that said your hearing would be held actually yesterday, but we're a day late. But do you remember?
That's okay.
Do you remember signing that form?
Yeah, it was about, 21 days ago, something like that.
Yeah, it was the 5th of February. And the reason that's important is on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, if you wanted, at your expense, an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm just here by myself.
Okay, so you'll represent yourself today. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so down that way, is the Honorable Lee Quinones at the end. Then next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on my other side is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And then we also have in the room with us Mr. Turner, who you'll see in a moment. Here he comes on the screen now. And Mr. Turner's with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. Okay, sir, so I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Bullock and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm. Mr. Bullock?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Bullock, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Bullock, I'm going to read each of these three allegations, and as I finish each one, I'm going to ask you to respond in one of three ways. Either it's true, it's false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason for that is that I see that you have a booking number and a DR number here, and these hearings are recorded. So if there's other court action, they can subpoena this hearing. So anything you say on this tape, on this hearing, could be used against you. So that's why we give you the opportunity to remain silent. Do you understand that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good. So we'll go ahead and start phase one, sir. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12A demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after being discharged from your approved residence on or about January 7th, 2019. Mr. Bullock, is this true or false?
Oh, that's true.
Okay, that's true.
That is true, but I did not know I had to report to him the next day.
Okay, so allegation number two then is that you were in violation of condition number five as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior by getting a knife from the kitchen and threatening your roommate on or about January 6, 2019 at Vibre on West Maryland in Phoenix in Maricopa County. Now, is that one true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
If this person got in my face, I told him, I picked up a knife and said, "You just get away from me, I'm on parole, I have like 5 months left to do. Go out with your boyfriend." The guy is gay, okay?
So, Mr. Bullock, is it true?
I just don't get away from me.
Okay. Then allegation number three is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your failure to report contact with a law enforcement agency to your assigned parole officer on or about January 10th, 2019. Mr. Bullock, is that true or false?
January 10th now? He told me the 13th. I was supposed to see him on Sunday.
Okay.
The conference, the 13th of January is what I had on my cell phone. It was a Sunday I was supposed to see him.
Okay, but it sounds like you didn't.
That's what he told me.
Okay, it sounds like though you didn't report to him that you had law enforcement contact on the 10th.
Oh, there you go, dear. Okay, that's fine. No, that's true. That's fine. He told me though, I thought I misunderstood.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
I was supposed to see Dwayne Prince on the 13th. It's a Sunday.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to make a motion, sir.
No, that's fine.
That's good. Thank you. I'm going to make a motion here to pass this hearing to the next phase. So my motion is going to be based on Mr. Bullock's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal laser company.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Camillo. Okay, Mr. Bullock, now we're going to move to phase two of your hearing, which is the part where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information on you. So just hold on. We'll be right back and ask you some more questions in just a minute. Okay, sir?
No, that's fine. Get it done.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner.
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bullock was released from ADC custody on 11-6-2017 and arrested on 1-10-2019 by Scottsdale PD on new charges of assault, DC finding, theft, criminal trespassing, first degree. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-22-2019 with a CSED of 6-6-2019. Current conviction, 2009, theft, 9 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, commitment A, count 1. Assault with bodily fluids, 6 months. 2003, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2004, commitment C, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, commitment D, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, commitment D, count 2, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 3 months. 2005, commitment E, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, interstate compact release to Illinois. Returned to Arizona, absconded for 2 days. Arrested on misdemeanor trespassing charges. Released from jail, absconded 16 additional days. Arrested on ADC warrant, failure to appear. Revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. He has a GB score of G5. B6, status of charges, per the county attorney's office, charges are still pending.
Okay, thank you, sir. And there were no additional arrests or anything?
There were no charges were filed.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, back to you, Mr. Bullock. We have a written summary, a report of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were released on November 6th to go to TLC, and then on January 10th, you were approved to go to Vivre. Okay, and that's the Vivre on Elm Street in January.
It's Camelback and I-17, right on the Frontage Road.
Okay, I know where that is. Okay. And then in April, you went to a different Vivre on Maryland, 27th in Maryland?
No. Here. I went to TLC, uh-huh. I talked to my parole officer, Yadi Marinas.
Uh-huh.
Then she took me to Elm Street, and then I went over to Scottsdale in between Kelps and Thomas to a little Vivre over there.
Oh, okay.
Then I went to 19th and Becker Vivre, and then I went to 27 in Maryland.
Okay, so you did quite a tour of DJs. You really...
Which, they moved me around.
Okay, quite a tour.
They moved me from my home to Scottsdale to 19th and Becker, that's like 19th and Dunham.
Yep.
And then I went to, 27th and Maryland in between Glendale and Bethany Hall.
Okay, sir. So,
From TLC to 27th and Maryland, all my drug tests at Task and all the halfway houses I was at, I passed everyone.
It looks like it. That's what, no, it says it right here in this record. So, but I see in the past you had some prison terms for drug paraphernalia. Had you had a drug problem in the past?
Since May 23rd, 2009, when I got arrested on this, I've been clean ever since.
Well, good for you. So what was your drug? What did you use all the way back there? What was used to you?
I was a peer. I was not a dealer. I was. If I ever dealt drugs, I will tell you. If I did, I would tell you. I was a petty meth user.
Okay.
Not a dealer, just a user.
Okay.
Ever since that, when I got arrested in Scottsdale on this charge, I've been clean ever since. All my drug tests in prison,
yep.
At TLC, at Debray, and at Task are all clean. So
that's a good thing.
I just stay clean. I'm fine like that.
Well,
I just chew tobacco clip.
So you're going to keep that going? You're going to stay clean?
Oh, I'm fine.
No,
I'm better off
with it. Well, I think so too. Most people are.
Yeah, I kicked a long time ago.
Drugs are not good for you, so, okay. So what was going on when the Scottsdale PD arrested you? What happened? Why did you come to their attention?
I purchased a $1,300 mountain bike.
Okay.
It's from a company called Trek. I biked from 27th and Maryland out to Fountain Hills. I went biking out there. On my way back, I was coming down a sidewalk. And I didn't have a bell or a horn. I said, excuse me, coming through. This guy turned around and started waving his hands. He goes, you get the hell out of my way like that. I stopped and I go, that's kind of disrespectful. But I'm just going to the grocery store on the corner. I don't have anything to do with you. This person, kind of gets in my face. I gave my backpack off. I go, here. I kind of throw it at him. I go, come on, buddy. I go, do something then. And he said, well, major, he gets in my face and I get a misdemeanor. I have been nothing but good for the last 1 year and 3 months. And this guy, I just said, hey, I'm 100 feet behind him, traveling at about 25 miles an hour. Okay? I said, excuse me, coming through. This guy goes, no, what the hell with you? He goes, you get out of my way. He's about, 55, 60 years old. I'm just like,
okay.
He starts swearing at me. I was like, oh, buddy, just, I don't want anything to do with you. I have 4 months of parole left to do. I'm not in any trouble, so.
So, sir, did you contact your parole officer?
My father got a hold of him in here. My father's in Illinois.
Okay.
He got a hold of him.
Why didn't you call your parole officer?
Well, here. I was in Scottsdale, okay, having words with this guy.
All right.
Before that, my father got a hold of my parole officer. I have an Obama phone, you know, the insurance people that, under the tent?
Yeah.
You know the people that give you, the free Obama phone?
Right.
I have one of those. It's not really in good working condition.
Yeah.
I did leave a message to him. My phone's not really, it's not that good of a phone. I left a message with him. My father called him.
How did your father know to call?
I have to speak with him, we're speaking right now. That's it.
How did your father know to call your parole officer? Did you call your father and say, will you call?
He was trying to call V-Ray and talk to the administrator, Josh Hamilton. The guy who runs Speedway over on Maryland,
yep.
His name is Josh. He's about 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My dad just happened to call up, and then he called up my parole officer trying to ask where I was.
Okay, that makes sense. Hold on one second,
right.
Mr. Bulak. I'm going to see if there's a note in the file. Mr. Turner can look it up in the file.
That's not quite the way the note states.
Okay, what is that?
On 1-7-2019, Parole Officer Prince called the offender's father, Tim Bulak, and he stated that the offender called him on 1-7-19 and was saying some crazy stuff, so he hung up on the offender. Father stated that if he comes into contact with the offender, he will have him contact me. The father also stated that he'd been in contact with the offender since he's been out of prison. Stated the offender appeared to be being normal and holding good conversations, no problem. However, the past few weeks, the offender's been talking a little nutty.
Okay. So, Mr. Bulak, do you take meds? Do you take meds for psych or?
5 milligrams of your. When I was in Kingman, I took like 5 milligrams of something called Prolixin with a side effects pill called Cogentin for about a year.
And did that help you?
Hey, look it up. The guy's name was Dr. Schiff.
Did that help you?
A little. I was depressed.
But you're not. Are you taking meds now?
No.
And you're feeling okay?
I'm okay. If you reinstate me, I can go to a $17.32 an hour job. It's 25 to 28 hours a week only. And you know where Intel is over in Chandler on Chandler Boulevard and Intel Bay right there?
Yep.
Right. It's like I can go like work over there part time.
And what would you be doing for them?
You work on manufacturing, like assembly line. Here. I used to work at Wells Fargo Bank in between Broadway and Southern on Priest in Tempe. And the 23rd right there?
Yep.
In an electromagnetic tape library server farm.
Okay.
Here, we just shuffled data around the valley between like FedEx, Nestle, First Data, First Image, I don't know, you ever heard of like Kenda, Iron Mountain, or Argus?
Yes.
Okay, I used to work for those people.
Okay, alright, sir. So yeah, that's good. It sounds like you'd be able to get a job if you got back out.
Well, they will hire me part-time at that like wage with my record, they said, so.
Okay, alright, sir. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow jury members...
You know like E-Trade?
Uh-huh.
E-commerce?
Yep.
Yeah, I trade like penny stocks, like about like $600 to $700 a week.
Okay. All right. Let me see if my fellow board members have any questions. Any questions for Mr. Bulak? Okay, Mr. Bulak, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you want to tell the board without repeating something that you've already told us, sir?
No, I'm quite okay.
Okay, sir. Then
I just...
Go ahead.
If I'm not reinstated here, I'm supposed to get out on the 6th.
Yes.
I was wondering if I felt for the days this says I absconded, I was wondering when I was going to get out of it. Like June 16th or something like that?
It's June 6th is what we're showing. We're showing June 6th.
Oh, okay, that's when I'll get out.
Yeah. So, but Mr. Bulak, the board is going to go into discussion, and then we'll be right back with you in just a minute. We just ask you to remain on the phone and just remain silent. We'll be right back with you. Okay, sir?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Bulak was out and was, for some reason, transferred around to a lot of different halfway houses. And he does have some periods in the past where he was on supervision and absconded. This time, got some kind of an altercation with somebody over his bicycle. I'm just thinking the best thing for him to do would be to finish out his term, and then he won't have to worry about having a parole officer to report to. But that's just my thoughts. I will listen to any thoughts. I'm going to make a motion that based on information warrant 2019W0205, our conversation with Mr. Bullock, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Bullock was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by being involved in this little kerfuffle at the in Scottsdale, and that's my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second, Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Knauss. Okay, Mr. Bullock, the board, you have the board's discussion, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we're showing you that release date of June 6th, and that day you'll be released. You won't have any parole officer to worry about anymore. You just have yourself to worry about. So we wish you the best, sir, and good luck to you.
I would like to say one thing.
Please do.
I know, Claire, if you ever look at a map of planet Earth, you're looking at the brains of homosexuals like yourselves. On the 6th, you go before God. Have a nice day.
It should be noted that Mr. Bullock chose to end the hearing early by hanging up. That is the end of this hearing.